to old business. Our first item of old business is ordinance 23-11.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of ordinance number 23-11 to change the future land use designation of parcel number 234-6.00-6.02 from its current designation as being within the low density area to being within the coastal area within the county's future land use map based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is currently designated as low density area within the county's future land use map. Two, the future land use map designates the property on the opposite side of Beaver Dam Road as coastal area, and there is some existing coastal area land mapped on the same side of Beaver Dam Road. Three, there was no opposition to this proposed amendment to the future land use map. Four, this property is located along Beaver Dam Road in an area that has been developed with multiple large subdivisions around it. Presumably, since these subdivisions preceded the current future land use map, there was no consideration about mapping them to direct their future development, and they were left within the low density area. However, they are also consistent with the coastal area designation and could have been given that designation at the time the current future land use map was drafted and approved. Five, for all these reasons, it is appropriate to recommend that parcel number 234-6.00-6.02 be changed to the coastal area on the future land use map. Six, in addition, in a recognition of the existing development in this area and the nearby mapping, it would be appropriate for County Council to separately consider changing all of the land in this triangle between Fisher Road, Hopkins Road, and Beaver Dam Road to the coastal area and our future land use map. And seven, for all of these reasons, I move that the Commission recommend approval, ordinance number 23-11.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance 23-11 for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Butler, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay.
You need to give reasons.
Oh.
Yeah, you could say for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Sorry, fellas.
That's quite all right. Mr. Collins?
Aye, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Aye, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
All right, the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion, and the motion carries 5-0. Thank you.